The assurance finally came. Then something, to her quite remarkable, took place. Although I had prayed for months that the Lord would make my path so plain that I would know that I was making no mistake, still I was obliged to say that God hangs a mist before my eyes. But when I had taken my seat on the cars, the assurance came that I was moving in accordance with the will of God. The sweet peace that God alone can give was imparted to me, and like a weary child, I found rest in Jesus. This was her 25th trip to or from the West Coast. On Monday, July 20, they reached Battle Creek and were met by Edson and taken to his home for lunch. Tuesday was very warm, but she rode out to Oak Hill Cemetery, took a treatment at the sanitarium, and visited the Review and Herald office. In the room there that had been set aside for her use and that of her husband, she looked over my books, and took such as I wanted. She visited here and there in Battle Creek, and was often drawn in with the brethren for counsel. On Sabbath morning she spoke in the tabernacle. Sabbath afternoon she spoke again for about 40 minutes. She declined an invitation to speak on temperance on Sunday in the public square, but she took an evening meeting at the sanitarium, addressing about 400. Tuesday evening she read a manuscript of 30 pages to the faculty, physicians, and workers at the sanitarium. It related to physicians, physician training, and other matters having to do with the institution. This was later published in a tract and is on file as. Closing up her activities in Battle Creek Wednesday morning, she took her noonday meal at the sanitarium and was off to Massachusetts on the 2:30 train. Once settled in the car, she wrote a letter to A.R. Henry concerning matters at the sanitarium. She was very weary when she arrived at Worcester, where she was to spend a few days joining D.M. Canwright and R.S. Weber in their evangelistic tent meetings. Friday night, Sabbath morning, and again Sunday night, she spoke to large audiences. On Monday she drove the 17 miles to South Lancaster, arriving in time for dinner. She noted in her diary that dinner was acceptable, for we were hungry. Here she was supposed to rest at the Harris home, but writing articles for the papers and letters to individuals she had begun at Worcester demanded her attention. On Friday, after writing for a few hours, at 10 in the morning she left for Boston, where she and those traveling with her were to take ship for Southampton, England. As the SS Cephalonia was to leave Sabbath afternoon, the party embarked Friday afternoon so as to be settled before the Sabbath. She noted that we accomplished this nearly. Her stateroom was large enough for the company to gather for Friday evening worship. She reported, "All take part. The Lord seems very near, and I feel peaceful and restful." More than a week was spent in crossing the Atlantic, most of it was pleasant, but one storm was encountered, followed by foggy weather. Ellen White was able to do quite a bit of writing, articles and letters, with the help of Mary and Sarah McIntyre. She noted, "We used the calligraph, typewriter, with good effect."